Part 1. Chapter 1. I was loved. If love could prevent pain, I'd never have suffered. My leather baby book with Glennon branded on the front is one long poem written by my father and filled with pictures of my tender-faced mother holding my pink, flaky, braceleted hand. About my birth, my father wrote, "It really wasn't a cry, that first noise. It was a fanfare announcing a marvel that will never be repeated." There are no satin sheets, there are no handmaidens, no emissaries with jewels, no trumpets or announcements. Where are they? Don't they know what happened here? A princess has arrived. I was loved, just like my daughter is loved. And still, one evening, she sat on the edge of my bed, looking up at me with naked brown eyes, and said, "I'm big, Mama. I'm bigger than the other girls. Why am I different? I want to be small again." Her words came out jagged, like she hated to break this to me, like she was ashamed to reveal her hidden truth. I took in her tears and pigtails and lip gloss and the dirt on her hands left over from climbing the banyan tree in our front yard. I scanned my mind for a response worthy of her, but there was nothing to find. Everything I'd learned about bodies, womanhood, power, and pain scattered upon hearing how my little girl said the word big. Like big was her curse, her irrefutable condition, her secret, her fall from grace. Like big was something inevitably unfolding inside of her that threatened her contract with the world. My daughter was not asking, "How will I deal with my body size?" My daughter was asking, "How will I survive being this particular type of person in this particular type of world? How will I stay small like the world wants me to? And if I keep growing, how will anyone love me?" I looked at my daughter and I did not say, "But you don't look big, honey." She didn't, but neither do I. I've never looked big a day in my life.